April 4th, 1901. Extracts from Testimonies, Ellen G. White. Ye churches of the living God, study this promise. Thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Ye servants of God, study this promise and consider how your lack of faith, of spirituality, of divine power is hindering the coming of the kingdom of God. Were every one of you living missionaries, the gospel would be speedily proclaimed in all countries, to all peoples, nations, and tongues. This is the work that must be done before Christ shall come in power and great glory. If God's people had the love of Christ in the heart, if every church member were thoroughly imbued with the spirit of self-sacrifice, if all manifested a thorough earnestness, there would be no lack of funds for home and foreign missions. Our resources would be multiplied. 1,000 doors of usefulness would be opened, and we would be invited to enter. Had the purpose of God been carried out by His people in giving the message of mercy to the world, Christ would have come to the earth, and the saints would, ere this, have received their welcome into the city of God. We must devise and plan wisely that the people may have an opportunity to hear for themselves the last message of mercy to the world. The people should be warned to make ready for the great day of God, which is right upon them. We have no time to lose. We must do our utmost to reach men where they are. The world is now reaching the boundary line in impenitence and disregard for the laws of the government of God. We have just come from Europe, where we have been laboring for 2 years. We saw there on every side fields which needed to be entered and worked. The people were softened and subdued by the Spirit of God. The people were softened and subdued by the Spirit of God, and were longing for spiritual food. They called for books and papers and for the living preacher. All was done for them that could be done. We knew that nothing more could be done unless hearts were awakened to see the necessity of the work and the need of means to be used in sending those calling for help, not only the books, but the living preacher. The work is to be made a living, breathing, vital power all over the world. There is a great work to be done in England. The light radiating from London should beam forth in clear, distinct rays to regions beyond. God has wrought in England, but the English-speaking world has been terribly neglected. You that have the cause of God at heart, bear in mind the great work to be done in London and all through England. It is essential that men be raised up to open the living oracles of God to all nations, tongues, and people. Let the brethren in America consider that the Lord expects them to deny self, take up the cross, and follow Jesus. Thousands of places are to be worked. Let there be no parleying with flesh and blood.